One of the least proclaimed truths today is the truth of God's humility. Hello again, this is Miles McKee coming to you from Dublin, Ireland. Now, there's something on my heart today that I've got to say to you, and that is this, that when we consider the Lord Jesus, we are considering God. When we come face to face with the Lord Jesus, we are coming face to face with God. Look, Jesus Christ is either God come to us in human form, or else he's an idiot. He's a nutcase. Aye, that's all he is. Well, the only other alternative, if he's not that, is he's evil. Why do I say he's evil? Because he's deceived a lot of people. He's told them that he's the way, the truth, and the life, and he's not. Well, is he? What do you say he is? Who do you say he is? Ah, yeah. Well, I'll tell you who he is. He is God come to this earth. That's right. He has come to this earth to show us what he's like, to show us what God is like. He is the Word made flesh. And when Jesus showed up, it was God who showed up. Ah, yes. And when I consider how he showed up and I consider where he showed up, well, I tell you, there's one very forcible truth that hits me, and that is this, that our God is a humble God. Why is it that we only once a year consider the Christmas scene? We should be considering it all the year long. It's an amazing statement about who the Lord is. You know, we think about God, we think of all the different things that we might know about him. We know he's holy, we know he's just, we know he's merciful, and he knows all things, he's all powerful, all these different things. But we rarely actually think of him as being humble. But you know, that was a quality which we can see in God even in the Old Testament. In Genesis 18, the Lord came and he dined with Abraham. Now that's pretty humble. He allowed Abraham to bargain with him. You didn't, in those days, bargain with ancient kings. Then he says in Proverbs 8:31, "My delights were with the sons of men." Now that's a deep and mysterious verse. Well, I tell you, it's not that he didn't know what was in man. It's not that he doesn't know what you're like or what I'm like. But in his humility, he came and he fellowshiped with us. Ah, yeah, he's got humility. I'm so glad he's not stuck up. And I don't care who you are. You may feel that you are the lowest in society, and that everybody sticks their nose up in the air when it comes to you, and that you are an outcast. Well, not so in God's eyes. He's come with very humble beginnings, and he's lived a life in the person of his Son, the Lord Jesus. And he's died on the cross so that you need never perish, and so that you can come to know him as a friend and a Savior and a real God. Won't you come to him and ask him for mercy? He'll not turn you away. He's not like that. He'll not refuse you. And that is the gospel truth.
This has been a presentation of Miles McKee Ministries. Our ministry is made possible by the prayers of friends and partners in your area. If we can be of any help to you, please write to us at P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada 89016.